So hello, welcome. This is Erica Glessing. This is a fresh Friday on the Erica Glessing Show, and I'm so excited to bring you a brand new guest to the show. Her name is Dana Obelman, and she's really good with babies getting to sleep. And I know for any of you who are moms, this is something that seems so obvious. It'd be so easy to have the baby sleep, and it really is something different than that quite often. The other thing that Dana is going to share with us is just some insight into being a mom. I call it like a mompreneur. So welcome, Dana. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Where are you in the world? Where are we? Where's the show today?
I am in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, nice. Where it's probably not 39 degrees.
No, today is a beautiful day.
Wow. Were you okay with all the hurricanes last year? It was kind of a crazy year, wasn't it?
It was. It was a little nerve-wracking with Irma. It was looking like it was coming straight for us, but then at the last minute, it sort of turned its course. So we got a lot of tree damage, and
yeah.
But for the most part, we got lucky.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. I was doing a lot of prayers asking the hurricane to dissipate. So whenever someone says, hey, we were fine, I'm like, oh, I had a little tiny prayer piece in there. So tell us a little bit about sleep, babies, and what drew you to working with sleep?
Mm-hmm. Well, it all started with a need. I had a son. My first son was not a good sleeper right from the get-go, and we struggled pretty significantly for about 6 months until I feel like I had my rock bottom night where I just thought, I cannot do this one more night. I have to figure out, uh-huh, is there anything that I can do to help this child sleep better? And that led me down the path to, you know, researching and learning about sleep and learning about infant sleep and what are the pieces I needed to help him put in place to teach him to be a great sleeper. And it paid off. It worked. Yeah. I created a plan for him, and I got him sleeping really. He went from a baby who barely slept to just being a real rock star sleeper. And I was so excited about that I, you know, was telling friends, family members, you know, accosting strangers in the playground about this great news that you could teach a baby to sleep. And at the time I thought, you know, no one's really doing this. There's really nobody to sit down and spend time with a mom. And
yeah, I totally remember, so we had an interesting story. We adopted my second baby, and then I got pregnant with my third. And so I got pregnant 6 weeks after my baby was born, my son was born. And so I remember he was about 8 months old, and I remember he wasn't sleeping through the night at all, right? And he didn't nap either. He was like a 45-minuter. My other baby, my oldest child, she sleeps, you know, really nicely. She's always slept really nicely. And I totally remember that moment when I was looking around going, okay, I'm pregnant. This baby's going to need to eat right in the beginning, right? And what am I going to do? And the resources were really scarce. Mm-hmm. Like, there was nothing that was really kind either, you know? It was all like, let them cry. That was all that I remember. So out of that, what did you come up with? And tell us a little bit about Sleep Sense.
Yeah, so Sleep Sense was born out of that experience, basically. And I worked with families one-on-one for a number of years until I turned it into a book that we now sell online. And it's a do-it-yourself, step-by-step guide. It walks you through not only the how, but the why. Helps parents understand, oh, you know, that makes so much sense when they kind of figure out why this baby's not sleeping well, and then putting a plan in place to get them to sleep well.
Okay, nice. I love it. And then, you know, I love, for my audience, it seems like you should maybe share with us like one or two tips. Sure. If someone's listened to us this far, maybe there's one or two things you can share with moms that are, and obviously, you know, a whole program is great, but could we give them one or two things that would maybe help them along this route?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be happy to. I think the number one piece of advice that I would give to any new mom is that it's not always your job to get your baby to fall asleep. What happens to a lot of babies if they're, you know, rocked or bounced or fed to sleep or you name it, they begin to think that that's the only way they're capable of sleeping. So instead of sleeping, you know, the night, they're waking up repetitively through the night, needing you to rock, bounce, feed, do whatever you did to get them to sleep in the first place. So if you're just starting out with a newborn, on occasion, just put this little person in her bassinet before she's asleep and see if she can start to figure out how to do this on her own.
Wow.
And they can. That's the beauty of it, that they really can. If they figure out, you know, the strategies they need to get themselves to sleep, they really can start doing it on their own. So that's number one. And the second tip would be to keep an eye on the time. You know, most people overestimate how much time a baby can really tolerate being awake. And it varies from age to age, but certainly spend, you know, even just 5 minutes Googling how long should my 6-month-old be awake. And you'll get lots of great advice about that. And to really start honoring it, that 6-month-old babies can really only handle about 2.5 to 3 hours of time awake before they're getting overwhelmed and fatigued, and all of that will sort of snowball into an overtired baby. So if you can just, again, attempt to put your baby down at that sweet spot where they're fatigued but not too tired, again, this is the first step to helping them find ways to get to sleep that are more independent.
I love it. I certainly remember back to those days, but my kids now, they all go to sleep on their own, luckily, but they're teenagers. Although sometimes the when they get older, you'll be so surprised how much there's some, seems like there's going to be some new strategies for dealing with the electronic devices.
Yes.
But why don't we share with people just a little bit of, we just have a few more minutes. Why don't you just share a little bit about what you saw working for you as an entrepreneur? What kind of like some things that were really helpful that you might want to share with other entrepreneurs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first piece is recognizing a need, right? Back then I thought, hey, I think this is a niche that I could step into pretty easily here. I don't see a lot of other people doing it, and I really feel like parents would benefit. And I was right about that hunch. It really took off right from the get-go, because it was a necessary and needed service that people were looking for. So find your niche and then stay in your lane. You know, I've dedicated my life to sleep for the past 15 years, and I've
that sounds like so funny. I'm dedicating my waking hours to sleep.
That's right. That's so true. I really have. And obviously, like everyone says, it's something I'm passionate about. Most definitely, that's really got me through the tough times and the good, just that underlying passion. And then I jumped in with both feet right from the start. I just had this failure's not an option kind of attitude that I really feel is important if you're especially just starting your business, that there's going to be those doubts and those tough days, and you've just got to really hang on to this idea that failure's not an option for me, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this work.
Nice. Well, hey, how do we find you? How do we find out more, Dana?
Yeah, you can check out the website at sleepsense.net. And I'm on Facebook under my name, Dana Obelman. And you can find me on Twitter under Sleep Baby Dana.
Aw. Well, thank you for all the good work you do in the world. I'll thank you for all the babies, too.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.